You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
NYYST. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk,
yep.
Swinging for the fences, knock it out the park. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk.
Woo.
Christian and Chris, of course, SGR. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Call me New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Record, rain, or shine, grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST, you're hanging with the fellas.
Welcome back. This is episode 310 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY News TV. I'm your host, Christian. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris.
You.
What a difference 48 hours makes, bro.
Well, you want to peel back the curtain a little bit?
Yeah, well.
It was really 24 hours.
24 hours ago, I said, what a difference 24 hours makes. And I mean, it wouldn't be my life right now if we didn't have a colossal failure. I actually tried to record a bonus episode last night, sat here for 25 minutes talking. Chris texted me this morning, your audio never recorded.
Yeah, it was just the video. I could have read your lips. I read your lips for the most part.
But I think it's better that we're here together to discuss this, because then we would have had to talk about it again on Monday.
Yeah, and you know what? Something else might break in the next 24 hours and we might have to talk again. You never know.
Unbelievably, honestly, unbelievably, no way. It was, honest to God, no way when we sat here, was it Tuesday night? Did I think that I'd be able to say these words? Aaron Judge is a New York Yankee for the rest of his life. Aaron Judge, it broke early Wednesday morning around 8 o'clock. I think the first tweets were coming in. And they were real this time. Aaron Judge signed a 9-year, $360 million deal with the New York Yankees. And there's only one man to thank, and that's Hal Steinbrenner. Hal Steinbrenner made his dad proud on late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. He finally acted like a Steinbrenner. He made sure his star player didn't go anywhere. He was told, you got to pony up, and Hal said, let's fucking do this.
It happened, man. And with each passing moment, it became more and more clear how little Brian Cashman had to do with any of this. And yet, somehow, some way, still, something just doesn't add up for me. You don't trust Brian Cashman anywhere near this on your franchise guy. But you give him, I really believe our joke that Brian Cashman writes his own contracts might be real. I think it might be real.
Well, I tweeted this earlier today. We're recording, it's Thursday night. It's about 8:10, so you know, God only knows what might happen now. Things drastically change. That, and I said this last night when I tried to record the show. I said, this is the danger or the risk of not doing the live show,
because right,
if you leave it in the can, even for what did we leave it in the can for 12 hours? How
seriously,
much things can change. But and I tweeted this, you know, tonight earlier today, that Brian Cashman made, in my opinion, the worst trade in the history of the franchise, the IKF and Donaldson trade. Hal barred him from talking to Aaron Judge during these negotiations and still wound up with a 4-year contract extension.
Crazy. And I got this text from my dad at 8:28 a.m. after I texted him on my ride to work, which you know is miserable.
So, miserable.
So your text to me made my commute somewhat enjoyable. And I said, he's a Yankee. And he said, no fucking way. He just got this text from his friend whose daughter is literally Cashman's right-hand man, right-hand woman, okay? I don't know if he got this text from him at night or if he got it early that morning. I'd imagine it was the night before, but it said, "My daughter just talked to Brian Cashman on the phone. He's out in California, and he doesn't have a good feeling about Judge signing with the Yankees. Thinks he's going to stay with the Giants. Thinks he's going to go with the Giants." So that just proves to me. And do you know where Hal was during all of this?
Italia.
Yeah, I thought he was in Tampa. I thought maybe that's
what people were reporting, because Judge was in Tampa, so people thought he went to go see. But no, Judge, actually, in the last 5 days, Hal Steinbrenner met with the Pope and then made sure that Aaron Judge did not
send a few prayers. So he did this in fucking Europe. Our general manager can't do it from the same state, and he's doing this from different continents.
And I want to read this because I read this last night. And I want to read this here. This is from Jack Curry. Jack Curry wrote this on YesNetwork.com. He says, "But as of late Tuesday night, the Yankees weren't sure if Judge would be back or if he would sign with the San Francisco Giants or another team. I spoke with multiple officials, and they were all searching for some clues and some answers. One of them even pressed his palms together to indicate he was saying a prayer. When Steinbrenner, who was in Italy, spoke with Judge, who was in San Diego, it was in the wee hours of Wednesday. The owner asked the outfielder if he still wanted to be a Yankee. Judge confirmed that he did. The Yankees had offered Judge 8 years and $320 million. There was a belief that the Padres were amenable to giving him 10 years and $400 million. With that possibility looming, Steinbrenner boosted the Yankees' offer and a tentative agreement was reached. We sat here a couple weeks ago, whenever it was now, maybe a month, when we did Keep Him, Dump Him, Hal Steinbrenner, and we all voted to dump Hal Steinbrenner, right?
Correct.
Hal Steinbrenner, for the first time, I think since he's been the owner,
the boss,
you feel really good about something that he did.
You can't look. I'll tell you right now. Other things need to happen.
Look, and I said this last night, right? So let's take this from this perspective. And I said this last night. Are the Yankees done building this team? No, they're not. Not in my opinion. But that's for next episode. That's for
right
tonight. I want to just focus in on what occurred right with Aaron Judge. Obviously, we all want Rodon. I think we all want Rodon. They need help in the left field. But tonight, I think it has to be focused.
Of course. And what I was going to say does stay focused on it. This team still needs to build. But if you announced Hal Steinbrenner in front of a crowd of 50,000 people at Yankee Stadium right now, I couldn't help but to get on my feet and cheer as loud as I possibly could. And it's probably the first time I felt this since he took over. I tweeted that I actually, for the first time, I respect him, man. He put his money where his mouth was, and he did it. And look, again, a lot still has to happen, but it's clear that this had to happen first. If this doesn't happen, I don't know if this franchise can move forward in the way that it needs to. And I'm being serious about that. People think it's stupid. Like, anyone who thinks that this is a bad deal is just, I'm sorry, you're just not in touch with reality. Like, I get it, but guess what? It's A, it's not your money. B, the Yankees.
No, but A, it is my money.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, people are like, this is too much money. Like, it's not your money. You're not, like, it's not your money, first of all, being spent on him directly. Second of all, the Yankees still have money to spend. Let's not, look, this isn't a contract problem if they don't spend more money. It's an ownership problem, right? So it's not about that. And lastly, you don't know that the Yankees would have spent money if they didn't spend it on Judge. There was talks. I forget who tweeted it, but one of their options, if Judge didn't sign, was to just kind of rebuild and not do anything. And then what? This had to happen. Can we at least agree on that?
Look, if you aren't happy that Aaron Judge is back, if you didn't have just pure ecstasy as a Yankee fan reading that, that was one of the greatest moments. And I know we judge things based on winning World Series, winning titles around here, but that was a great moment for the Yankees on Wednesday morning when it was announced that he was back, because it at least gives you a little bit of hope that Hal has that in him. He has George in him, because he could have said, listen, bro, you have 320. Look, when he spoke to the Aaron Judge on the phone Tuesday night, and he could have easily said, Aaron, if you want to be here so bad, why don't you take my $320 million?
Right.
He said, no. What is it going to take to get you here? Because that's something that his father would have done. That's correct. Absolutely something that George would have done. He would have said, what do I need to do to keep you here? And Judge said, I want it the ninth year. And Hal said, done.
You know, George never let his ego get in the way of great talent.
Aaron Judge is the we can't stress this enough. Aaron Judge is the face of the New York Yankees. The Yankees aren't the same in 2023 going forward if Aaron Judge is not here. This team lacked an identity until he got here. Once Jeter retired, till Judge got here, that was the worst stretch of Yankee baseball I've lived through in my entire life. Okay, and I get it. We're spoiled Yankee fans, but it wasn't even so much that they weren't winning. It's just that you didn't have somebody to latch on to.
Right.
You didn't have your guy here. Now he's here. He's here forever. And we have one man to thank for that.
Ever.
I'm going to thank Hal Steinbrenner for that. And I saw people saying like, oh, Hal doesn't deserve credit for that. It's the least he could have done. No, the least Hal could have done is not sign him.
Right.
That's the least he could have done. He could have drew the line in the sand and said, I'm offering you this, take it or leave it. No, he went the extra mile, which is what we always beg him to do. Don't we always beg Hal to go the extra mile?
Absolutely. And he did it. Look. Here's the thing. You ever hang out with a parent that has a kid and the kid's fucking out of control?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. My kids are fucking great. The kid's out of control, makes a mess in your fucking house, and the parent just doesn't do anything. Just, okay, see ya. Takes the kid. Then you leave. You have to clean up the fucking house and the mess. And you're just like, at least fucking be responsible for your kid. If Hal wants to hire Brian Cashman, an incompetent general manager, the least he could do is clean up after his fucking mess. Right? And that's kind of what Hal did here. Hal said, look, dude, fine, you're my guy, but I need to step into this and I need to take control because you're making a mess of things and I can't leave the Yankee fans with this mess. I need to take it into my own hands. You're my responsibility now. You're my asshole. Stay out of it. Stay in your room.
Find Tommy Red Bull.
Yeah, go talk to Tommy Canley and go take a nap outside in a fucking sleeping bag.
You got me a good deal on Rizzo.
Sit this one out. And he fucking took control and he took responsibility. And guess what? If he's willing to do that and see where Brian Cashman's flaws are, because clearly this was one of them. Hey, man, if you have an issue with Hal Steinbrenner right now, you're just looking for issues. You're just looking for issues.
Honest to God, man, I don't think there should be a Yankee fan alive right now that should be mad about anything regarding Hal Steinbrenner and Aaron Judge right now. That is done. That's out of the way. Now, like I said, bro, you want to sit here Monday night when we record the next episode and discuss what needs to be done and the fact that the Yankees can't sit still even after getting judged?
That's different story.
Fair. Yeah. That's all fair. But for right now, man, Hal Steinbrenner absolutely deserves a ton of credit for ponying up, man. Look, Hal Steinbrenner sat there on the Yes Network and at the owners' meetings, and he basically said, "I'm putting my balls on the fucking table here, and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to show you how big they are."
They were huge,
yo, and he did it. He did, yo. You got to give him credit, bro. You can't say that he doesn't deserve credit. He nutted up when he had to.
They were fucking big balls, man.
You know, so I mean, I absolutely, you can see it there. Okay, my baldness looks so bad when I get a haircut. But
did you get a haircut?
No, I need one. That's why I look so bad.
You do need one.
Yeah. But I do tip my cap to Hal Steinbrenner. Now, there are a couple of other things that we could talk about regarding the contract. Aaron Judge will be 40 when the contract is over. I don't care. I literally don't care if the Yankees have to sit there and light $121 bills on fire in fucking White Field that we don't get anything out of this guy for the last 3 years. This absolutely needed to be done. Absolutely.
It's not even a question.
And look, this is an interesting point that I take solace in the fact that I think Judge will age better than most sluggers do, because the guy's changed his whole approach at the plate. If you look at Aaron Judge in 2017 compared to Aaron Judge in 2022, he doesn't even look like the same guy.
No, yeah, 100%.
I think he's become a lot better hitter. He hit 62 home runs last year, but would you consider Aaron Judge a pure home run hitter?
Or
would
No.
you consider Aaron Judge a good hitter?
Bro, he was going for the Triple Crown.
Hit 311 last year.
You don't see that anymore.
Aaron Judge, what, he hit 284 in his rookie year? You want to say his next best season was 2021? What, he hit like 298? Hitting 290s that year, right?
Yeah.
In 21. Last year, he hit 311. You know, he's not a slugger that looks to pull the ball. You know, if you give it, and that's what something we saw when he was chasing the record. They weren't giving him balls that he could pull or drive. What was he doing? He was finding holes in the infield. Right. He was finding spots to dunk balls in.
It was almost comical. You started laughing after a while.
That's why I think even as Aaron Judge ages and maybe some of the bat speed goes and the power goes, I think he will still be a relatively productive player for this team.
Probably. Hopefully. Here's something, though, that people forget, right? And it's easy for people to forget because it's been so damn long. But Christian, what has to happen? Only one thing needs to happen for us to not even care.
Well, they have to win a World Series.
What the back end looks like. You win a World Series. That's what this is for, guys. You know it. This is what we scream about. You win a World Series, it doesn't matter what the rest of his contract looks like. Look at A-Rod.
Right. I was just going to say that. Look at everything that A-Rod put us through. Is it worth it?
Yes. Every second of it. It almost wasn't.
Almost wasn't.
Almost but wasn't, was. But it was.
It's like the same. It's like what I say about Gerrit Cole. He can't do it in the, like people say, oh, he can't do it in the post. Well, he can't do it until he does it.
And Christian, what if they didn't get that under A-Rod? We'd be sitting here how many years without a World Series?
23, going on 23.
Did they not need A-Rod in that World Series?
He carried them through the American postseason. And he had some big hits in the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I know Matsui stole the show once they got there, but would they not have been there without A-Rod?
He had a couple big. I think
that
he had
ball
a
off the wall, off the top of the wall,
the camera, and then he had that double.
Come on, man! You don't get that without A-Rod.
And this is another thing people want to bring up. Oh, when people thought that he was going to San Francisco, and I saw tweets, good, he's a postseason choker. Bro, let me explain something to you. Coming into this, I honestly, fucking ridiculous. I can't defend Aaron Judge's postseason this year.
No, he was who wants no, to?
He was bad. Okay, there's a couple things that to look at here. Right, number one, I think hitting 62 home runs drained Aaron Judge. I think the weight of that
absolutely
really drained him. I think if Aaron Judge hit 55 home runs this year, we would have seen a much different player in the postseason. Sometimes guys run out of gas. It's not an excuse, but sometimes it happens. And the guy gave you an historic season that you wouldn't even have made it to the postseason if he didn't give you.
Correct.
Okay. And Aaron Judge's postseason OPS was like in the mid 800s, which I get it. Aaron Judge is like a 900 OPS guy for his career, but it's not that far off. And 840, 830, whatever it was, is not something that you wipe your nose at.
Right.
Okay. So it's not like he's been terrible in the postseason. And you look at some of these earlier rounds, maybe he hasn't done it so much in the ALCS against Houston, but in some of these earlier rounds, he's had big time home runs to really set the tone in some of these series.
100%.
And what do you just say? That doesn't count because you're trying to fill a narrative here.
Yep.
You should never, ever, when you can actually sit here and make a legitimate argument that Aaron Judge is the best player in Major League Baseball in the entire friggin' sport. You cannot, and if that is the case, even if you want to say at worst he's top 10, yeah, which I think is
right now he is the best. You're not arguing with anyone else.
Ridiculous off of the season that he had, and backing it up off of a top five MVP type season, if you want to even say that in 2021. Look, anytime you sign that guy, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
Never. Never.
You wanted your ownership to pony up, and they did. I mean, this is a great thing for the New York Yankees. It sucks because they haven't won a World Series, but that's the happiest I've been as a Yankee fan probably
long time
since they got to the ALCS in 2017.
Something just felt right, like it finally went our way. Because when we were sitting here thinking he was gone, you had that feeling like, I mean, everything's been going the other way. You had that shitty feeling. And then all of a sudden you got this. It was like a miracle, man. You didn't expect this at all.
It was a miracle from above. It really was, because Hal went to go meet with the Pope. I know we don't, you know. There's a lot of people listening to the show that probably aren't religious, but I'm just saying.
I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. I believe in that.
I'm just saying. How am I going to go meet with the Pope?
You never fucking know, man. The Pope put in a good word.
I always heard God was a Yankee fan.
I think he is, for sure.
You know, eventually, you know, we had to pay for all those World Series, and I guess that's kind of
what's happening. We paid with
we paid with them with the deal with the devil is that we can never get rid of Brian Cashman.
And Chris Carter, guys like Chris Carter that we had to deal with.
That was only a couple months. I think the sins of those World Series with Brian Cashman. Cashman and Aaron Hicks.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks, yeah. So, yeah, man, I mean, couldn't be happier. I really couldn't. Other things need to happen. I'm excited for our next show. And, you know, we got to definitely dive in. Hopefully we have a lot to talk about. But for right now, I think it's okay to just put everything else aside and say what had to happen happened. I don't care what the terms were. I'm happy for Aaron Judge that it was a record break. First of all, not just record breaking in the sense that he's, you know, the highest paid position player, record breaking free agent contract. He's the highest paid free agent ever. This is the largest free agent signing ever. So good for him, man.
I mean, if it's not going to come off of the year that he had, then I don't know when it would ever, you'd ever get a deal like that. But, I mean, if you're watching on NYY News TV, and you can see over my shoulder here who I'm pointing to, you know who those guys are? You see them there? That's the core four. So they are what we call legacy Yankees. And now Aaron Judge is a legacy Yankee because he's not going anywhere. Our guy came home. Listen. Oh, I told Sam that I'd be married to her and playing for the Giants in 10 years. Nope.
No.
You're
wrong.
Nope.
Wrong.
Sometimes your dreams change, okay? And wrong. Your dreams changed because you were drafted by the Yankees. And look, I'm going to say this as an open letter, open love letter, I guess you could say, to Aaron Judge. We fucking love you, man.
Yeah.
Those assholes, and that's exactly what they are, assholes, would boo their own mothers, okay, that you heard boos from in the postseason.
Yeah.
Because anybody with a right in their right mind would not boo you, especially after the season that you had. Okay, real true die-in-the-wool Yankee fans love you, bro. And anybody that's sitting here talking shit on social media, I wouldn't have done it. I don't want him. You want me to tell you a funny story?
I do.
I'll tell you a funny story. This actually happened to me this morning, right? I'm at work, And this guy comes up to me, and I always wear my Yankee cap, right? And he looks at me and he goes, so your guy came back. I go, yep, he's not going anywhere. And he goes to me, he's a bum.
What'd you say?
I had took a second because if you listened to the last episode, you know what's been going on in my life. So I really needed to compose myself because of everything that's been going on. Like I'm ready to fly off the handle at a moment's notice. Okay. I took a second. I said, I literally don't know what to say to you.
Is he a Yankee fan?
No, I'm going to get to that. I said to him, actually, this was my exact words. I said, I don't know how to respond to somebody that calls the reigning MVP a bum. This guy started laughing. He stuck out his fist for his fist bump, and he goes, you got me. You really you got me. He goes, I'm originally from Baltimore. I'm a huge Orioles fan.
Oh, man. Sorry.
So we were starting bullshit about baseball for a couple minutes, but he said, you got me. But unfortunately, there's actually Yankee fans that would like to put that rhetoric out there. And listen, man, the guy's a reigning MVP. As we said last episode, he should have two MVPs on his shelf.
Easily. It's not even a petty Yankee thing to say. Like, it's not a petty Yankee fan thing that we're bitching about. If you look at his numbers compared to Altuve, it's truly egregious, just the fact that he didn't win. And I'm saying that unbiased. Like, look at his numbers. They weren't even close.
So, I mean, Aaron Judge, since he got here, he's done everything that you'd want as a franchise player. I don't want to hear any bullshit. Oh, I heard people calling the fan today. How could you give $360 million to a guy that gets injured all the time? He doesn't.
How about the teacher?
He doesn't.
I make $40,000 a year.
Look.
How can this guy make $400 million?
If there's anybody that sympathizes with teachers, it's me. I'm mad at one. I get it. I get it.
I love teachers. I respect them.
If you live with one, you know what they really go through.
Yeah, no, I know what they go through. They don't deserve millions of dollars like Aaron Judge does.
I would love it if my wife got paid millions of dollars.
So would I. I would love that for you. I'd probably mooch off you. I'd probably ask for her hand out here and there.
But because you can do a few math problems or read to these kids when the War of 1812 happened.
Oh, let's not go there.
If you hit 62 home runs, somebody would pay you $40 million a year.
Yes.
And look, this is a point that I make all the time, right? And I'm a firm believer in this. Is the amount of money baseball players, football players, basketball players make absurd? It is absurd that you get paid that type of money to play sports. But the people that employ you make billions and billions of dollars off of what you do for them. The players deserve every penny that they get.
Yeah, of course, dude. Look, people think having celebrity is just a lot of people knowing you. A lot of people knowing you means it translates into a lot of money. Like, these guys aren't just picking up a baseball bat and swinging it. They're generating millions of dollars. Not everyone.
No, billions.
Billions. Billions. Fine. Like, anyone can go to a gas station and pump gas, right? So you're not going to sit there and be like, you don't have any leverage asking for a raise, really. Anyone can go and do that. Not everyone can pick up a baseball bat and hit 62 home runs. Hell, no one's ever done it before without using steroids. Nobody. These guys deserve it. Is it outrageous that any form of entertainment generates that much money? Yeah, but we've become a world where entertainment is everything. Fame and entertainment is everything.
I'll never, you'll never hear me say, oh, the player, no, the player, they deserve every penny that they get. These guys.
And bro, so do the owners though. Like,
no, I'm not saying that they don't, but don't be like, oh, that's way too right. much money.
No, I agree.
A guy that plays baseball shouldn't make that type. Think about the guy that owns the team with the money he's making. The guy that plays for him shouldn't be getting a
tip. No, do you know what's outrageous? How many people actually take the thing that he does seriously? Like, think about how many millions of people are just like, oh my God, guys are going to put tight pants on and pick up baseball bats and swing them. I need to spend hundreds of dollars to go see that. It's us. We're the fucking idiots who are entertained by this. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't make shit. Look at the WNBA. They don't.
They lose $10 million.
They don't not make money because they're women. They don't make money because no one gives a fuck about their sport. And hey, that's on women. Maybe more women should go see the WNBA. We go to the NBA.
There we go.
You know who joked about this before?
There we go. All right, so we didn't want this to be a super long thing. So we'll just done. put on some closing thoughts here. You have no negatives towards this at all.
Hell no, dude. And I'll tell you what, there's probably a lot of people out there I like and respect that do have negative feelings about it. I'm telling you right now, you're wrong. You're wrong for having them, and you got to get over them.
Because imagine the backlash on Hal Steinbrenner today if it comes out that we knew the Yankees had 8 for $320 on the table, and Hal said, I'm not going a penny further, and somebody came in, whether it's Giants or the Padres, and he left. Imagine the backlash on Hal today right now.
Absolutely. Probably by those same people.
So you give credit to Hal Steinbrenner. You absolutely give credit to Hal Steinbrenner because for the first time, I honestly think he acted like his dad here. And you could say, oh, well, what about Gerrit Cole? No, first of all, he let Brian Cashman do what he wanted to do with Gerrit Cole, okay? This was Hal doing what he wanted to do like his dad used to do. The Cole situation and Aaron Judge's situation are two different things in my book because, like you said, like Brian is Hal's kid.
Right? Yes.
What do you do to a spoiled child? You buy him whatever they want.
Right.
That was what Gerrit Cole was for the Yankees. It was Hal buying Brian Cashman whatever he wanted. That was the one big shiny toy that Brian Cashman had to have, and Hal was like, okay, whatever, I'll give it to you, okay? But this was Hal Steinbrenner saying, I am a fucking Steinbrenner. You are a Yankee, and you're not going anywhere except for 99. That number is going to go on the back wall with all the other greats that have walked through these clubhouses here.
Fuck
okay?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
Am I drunk? I don't know. Look, I'm trying to get ready for New Year's, dude.
Your wife just texted. Are you drunk?
I have crazy New Year's plans.
And now you're not going to watch the television program with her because you're drunk.
I'll watch it there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we want to thank you very much for listening to this bonus episode here, episode 310 of the NYYST podcast. If you're not following us on Twitter yet, please do so at NYYST_podcast. Please, if you're watching on NYYST TV, like and subscribe before we sign off here. And on Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating review. It's a sigh of relief, bro, and just joy. And Aaron Judge, I'm so happy. It still doesn't even seem real.
It's like
bro.
Being blue-balled for weeks, and then you finally just get the release.
Aaron Judge, 9 years. Like I mentioned on Twitter, it's the legacy. You know, you go from Mantle to Jeter to Judge. Now he can fit in that line.
Yep.
He's a legacy Yankee. He will be remembered as one of the greats. He'll have the C on his chest. Well, I don't know if he actually will.
No, he definitely will be.
No, I mean he'll be the captain. I don't know if he will actually put the C on his chest. No. He'll be all those things. Will he be Don Mattingly?
Yes, probably better. Way better.
Will it be Don Mattingly in that he's a revered lifelong Yankee without a title? Or is he gonna go down as, you know, more like a Jeter with the rings to?
Well, look, I think that Hal and Cashman do what they need to do this offseason and in a hurry. And in the words of the great Aaron Boone,
we are going to start banging.
All right. So thank you very much for listening to episode 310 of the NYYST podcast. Chris, say goodbye.
NYYST. This is New York. Yankee sports talk, yep. Swinging for the fences, knock it out the park. This is New York, Yankee sports talk. Woo. Christian and Chris, of course, SGR. This is New York, Yankee sports talk. Call me New York, Yankee sports talk. Record, rain or shine, grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST, you're hanging with the fellas.